It's always interesting to think about the way that people remember things, especially when you reflect on the way things used to be, you know, the good old days. I'm not that old, but I always laugh when my Talmidim, you know, use funny expressions like wherever they picked it up. Like, you know, back in Europe when everyone was from, when everyone was Talmid Chacham, Yitzhahara hadn't been created yet, and everything was so simple. But that's part of a human netiyah, a rosy retrospection. I think what the psychological world called declinism, a sense of something that we believe in also, Yiridas Hadoros. Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not true. But we end Megillas Eicha, and the Kina that we were just reciting, I think, leans into this in a certain way. We end Megillas Eicha, Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva chadei sheminu kekedem. In other words, there's a feeling that Klal Yisrael has on Tisha B'Av that it really was better once upon a time. Chadei sheminu kekedem, bring us back to the good old days. Now we're so rejected. We say the last pasuk of Eicha, Ki ma'os ma'astanu katzafta alino ad ma'or Hashem. You're so mad at us. We're so disconnected from you. And then, to not end, God forbid, on such a negative note, Hashiveinu Hashem, we double down, Hashiveinu Hashem elecha v'nashuva chadei shemenu keked. So as the Rav's been describing this transition point in the kinos, I was talking to someone last night after Eicha, that's an excellent question that I think about all the time. I'm sure we all do. We go through the Eicha, pointing out how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to listen to us, how our tefillos are blocked, how there's this epic disconnect between us and our Creator. And then we daven and we daven and we daven and we daven. It's like you come to the king and you point out, I know you're not going to listen to me, but here's what I want to say anyways. If we think our tefillos are going to work, we should just daven. If we don't think our tefillos are going to work, we should stop davening. But of course, the question and the answer are one and the same, that we don't know exactly where that breaking point is, but of course we daven, and of course we try. And of course we lament, and we dream of Chadesh Yemenu Kekedem. We just said 20 times, Hatei Elokai Oznecha, from a pasuk in the Daniel Parak Test. Hatei Elokai Oznecha Ushama, says Daniel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, just listen to me. Pekach Einecha Ure'e is the end of the pasuk. And throughout Eicha, we're asking Hashem, please look, please listen. Re'e Hashem v'habita. Habita Ure'u, back and forth, over and over again. But I was really, really sad this year. I was learning Eicha with Rashi. And I found two Rashis. Rashi doesn't say a lot. But it really hurt. It really stung. In the third parak of Eicha, on the surface, the psukim are very encouraged. Karavta biyom ekra eka. Amarta altira. Karavta biyom ekra eka. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you came close to me when I call out to you. And Amarta, you're mechazik me altira, don't worry. Everything's going to work out. Whatever it is we were davening for, whatever it is we were asking for, Hashem, you said to me altira. Next pasuk, Ravta Adonai Rivei Nafshi, Ga'alta Chayai. Ravta Adonai Rivei Nafshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you fought for my cause, you battled my battles, Ga'alta Chayai, you've redeemed my life. Rashi says such a sad thing. Rafta biomekra eka. What are we saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You were close when we called out to you. Kach hayisa ragil bayamim harishon. That's how it used to be. It used to be that I would say something to you and you'd respond, Hashem. Rafta es rivei nafshi bayamim sha'avru. In the good old days. The tefillah used to actually work. And you could daven for something and it would actually work. Is that what we believe? Your simcha believes you can daven for things and it works. Do we not believe that we can daven for things that it might actually work? Tefillah is, as the Gemara says, a davar that's only berumo sha'olam and mezalzel. There's a communication breakdown, and again, it starts to unravel, as the Rav said a moment ago, as we go through the kinos. There's these moments of recollection, reflection, there's moments of complaining, there's moments of accepting. It's mamish, it's a roller coaster ride of emotions. But clearly that question that I was talking to someone last night about, on the one hand this lament, I don't know how to die, I don't know what to say, and then Kinos gives us a million and one words to try to say. We're somehow trying to restore the communication. We're trying to believe that it's not only B'yam Sha'avru, it's not Ki Ayisi Ragil B'yam Arishonim. In the good old days, I'd call out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you were mamish, you were right there, you'd respond right away. You were so attentive to my needs. I was reading recently an article about the lost art of letter writing. I got a couple of postcards from our daughter Zahava, she's in Camp Kaylee now. So geschmack when you get something in writing, you know, with like a pen and a paper, as ridiculous as sometimes the letters our kids send us from Camp R. Listen to this quote. The art of letter writing is fast dying out. Now, however, we think we are too busy for such old-fashioned correspondence. We fire off a multitude of rapid and short notes instead of sitting down to have a good talk over a real sheet of paper. Guess what year that quote's from? This is from the Sunday magazine in the year 1871. The good old days when people knew how to write letters. How about this one? Conversation is said to be a lost art. Good talk presupposes leisure both for preparation and enjoyment. The age of leisure is dead, and the art of conversation is dying. From Frank Leslie's popular monthly, 1890. Our modern family gathering, silent around the fire, each individual with his head buried in his favorite magazine, or you could plug in the word cell phone, I guess, is the somewhat natural outcome of the banishment of colloquy from the school. 1907, the Journal of Education. 100 years ago, people were already, again, in a totally secular context, noticing that we don't know how to talk anymore. We don't know how to communicate anymore. We know how to send a voice note or a text message, but we know how to have a conversation anymore. What type of tragic hashpa does that have on our davening? Do we know how to slow down enough to even think a little bit about the words that we're saying? The Baal HaTanya, in his very first letter in the Igros HaKodesh, and I understand this is not a communal standard, a communal norm that we can all abide by, but it has to make you think for a second. The Baal HaTanya says, I know I spoke about this once, but I want to speak about it again, he says. Shekol yemei hachol lo yerdu lefnei ha-teva ha-bali ha-sokim she'ein lehem panai kol kach. The Baal HaTanya says, when we daven in shul, people who have to get to work shouldn't be chazan, period, during the week. During the week, a person shouldn't go before the teva if he's already trying to catch a train, if he's already in his office. Rak osim she'esh lehem panai, the people who have time, a little more time, or malamdim, or asmuchim al shulcham aviyam, people who are not thinking about parnasa, have 1 foot out the door as they're first putting their tefillin on in the morning. She'echolim laharech b'tefillas shachar erech shah u'mechzel defachos. The davening should be at least an hour and a half on a weekday. Okay, I understand this is a lot. But there's ways that we can also try to be metaki in the communication with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hatei Elokai Ozlecha, we're screaming out, Hashem, listen, 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 listen. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, well, so then talk. Talk like a mensch. Slow down a little bit. Have a conversation with me, and then maybe we can restore those lines of communication. And that's, again, that's what we're asking in these kinos. You know, the ability to slow down and to talk about the kinos a little bit is also part of that. Understanding what we're saying. Trying to make sense of the words. Those who are learning Daf Yomi not that long ago, Tzubis Daf Ches, Sameach Tisamach Reyem Ahuvim, the fifth bracha that we bestow in the Sheva Brachos. Kisamechacha Yetzircha Began Eden Mikedem. Baruch Ata Hashem Sameach Chasen V'Kal. What are we saying? Sameach Tisamach Reyem Ahuvim. The Chasen V'Kal, they're such good friends. They're standing under the chuppah. They're so in love with each other. There's so much hope. Kisamechacha Yetzircha Began Eden Mikedem. Like the joy of creation itself in the good old days. When we used to talk to Hashem and He used to listen to us. We bestow bracha upon not just the chasen ekala, the sameya chasen ekala. Bestow bracha on those who bring joy upon the chasen ekala. Chaim Shmulevitz explained in a beautiful piece in Sichas Musar. He says that when we daven, and it goes back to what we started the day with, are we satisfied with a broken yellow school bus or do we want something good? Chaim Shmulevitz said when we daven, when we give a bracha to the Chasen Nikala, we don't just say, you know what, we hope that you have a decent marriage. We hope that you have moments of simcha. We look at the Chasen Nikala with all their hopes and aspirations, and the feeling is so real, it's so strong, and they're so present with each other in this moment. There's no cell phone under the chuppah. There's no distraction. There's no other thing to be thinking about other than each other. Sameach. Tisamach reyim ahuvim, like the best of friends. Rechai Shmulevitz says, Kisamecha yitzircha began eden mikedem. We give them a bracha that your marriage should be, that the simcha that you feel should be on the highest of levels. Like the ultimate joy before everything fell apart in Gan Eden. It should go back, mamish, to the best time that we could possibly remember in history before the world started to crumble with the chait of Adam and Chava. And explains to Chaim Shmulevitz, that's how all of our tefillah is supposed to be. Not for second tier joy or third tier joy. We want the most exalted simcha for this chasen ekala. We want it to be the best. We want it to be forever that way. And what we're saying in this tefillah, in this bracha of the Sheva Brachos, is that the best was began eden mikedem, in the good old days. But as the Rav said, and I got such a chizik from it just now, migoy gadol. Asher Elokim Krov Mela, that's not conditional. It's only as conditional as we make it. You don't need a Beis HaMikdash per se. As much as we spoke, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky spoke about, or Rav Aaron Tesfin, the Beis HaMikdash was the Makom Miyuchad. But Afal Pichin, despite all of this, we're still able to daven, Atei Elokai Aznecha, Atei Elokai Aznecha, Ushuma Hashem, please, please lend your ear towards us and listen. We long for that restoration, because Eden Mikedem, we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is still listening. Despite all of the conversations that seem to be a bit broken along the ways. Matar Tila, Shivein Hashem Elecha V'Nashuva Chadei Sheminu Pikedem. It's that longing for the return of a relationship that once was, and the belief in the possibility of restoring that somewhere in the future.
After Arzi Levon, we'll have another exit in the social hall. Those who have to finish up. Azel Madonna, the reader, the
valley trees in the mission tomorrow. Shimon Pasha
Thank you.